Good morning again. Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and the signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Pentecost was chaotic. People loved to romanticize it now because we now know how the story ends. But I keep thinking about what it must have felt to actually be in that room before the fire fell. The disciples were grieving, confused, afraid, trying to figure out what comes next after Jesus had ascended. And suddenly, everything changed. Scripture says the sounds came like a violent rushing wind, not a soft breeze, not a gentle whisper, a violent wind. That matters to me because I've learned that God does not always move quietly in our lives. Sometimes the Spirit interrupts everything we thought was stable. Sometimes God meets us in the moments where we feel uncertain, exhausted, and afraid. That is why Pentecost speaks to me so deeply, because I now know what it feels like to live through the uncertainties. In 2014, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and during the same day of surgery, I found out that I was pregnant with my now 11-year-old son, Etho, who is now 11 years old. Imagine carrying both the fear and hopes in that exact same moment. One moment, I was hearing the words that completely changed my reality. Medically, and in the middle of all that, I was also finding out that I was becoming a mother. That changes you. When you go through moments where life suddenly feels fragile, faith stops becoming something distant or theoretical. It becomes survival. It becomes the things you hold on to when you do not know what tomorrow looks like. That is why the image of fire in Acts 2 means something different to me now. Because the fire did not come to destroy the disciples, it came to transform them. The fire reset on the ordinary people, people who were scared, people who still had doubts, and people who did not fully understand what they were becoming. And still, God chose them. Honestly, that gives me hope too. Because there was moments in my own life where I felt too broken, too overwhelmed, or too exhausted to believe that I could still be used for something meaningful. There were seasons where I struggled to pay rent, struggled to pay a car bill, struggled to afford classes while to continue my education. There was moments where I had to fight to make right decisions for my son's education because others could not fully understand his needs the way I did. And spiritually, there were seasons where I felt abandoned by my own congregations and struggled to find a new home church again. But God did not leave me there. Pentecost reminds me that God does not wait for people to become perfect before calling them. The Spirit fell on imperfect people who were still figuring life out. And then they spoke, not to impress people, not to perform spirituality, but also for people from every nation to hear and understand them. That part of Pentecost feels especially important right now. Because people are still fighting to be heard. People are still trying to explain their pain, their struggles, and their humanities to systems that is often refused to listen. As someone who's gone through health scares and difficult moments personally, I've learned how important it is to feel heard, to feel seen, to feel like your voice matters. And through all of this, I found my voice. I found my voice through activism. I found my voice for speaking up for Black and Brown communities, through speaking out against genocide, injustice happening around the world right now. Through advocating for disability rights, accessibility rights, through standing up for causes that truly matters to me. What I went through taught me how to become the voice for the people who feel unheard. And I think that is the part of the message of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit did not erase people's differences. The miracle was that everybody could understand the message in their own language. That tells me God cares deeply about people being heard and understood. And honestly, that shaped the way that I look at advocacy, storytelling, accessibility, and community. Because when you know what it feels like to struggle, survive, and still keep going, you start realizing your story is no longer just about you. Your survival becomes connected to other people. Your voice becomes something that can encourage somebody else. Your testimony becomes the proof that people can make it through difficult seasons. And that is why I cannot oppose Pentecost quietly anymore. Because I know what it's like to need God to breathe life back into places where I feared, I tried to settle. I know what it feels like to keep going when I felt exhausted mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And maybe that's why Peter's transformation in Acts 2 moves me so much. Peter, the same disciple who once denied Jesus publicly, suddenly stands in front of crowds speaking boldly. That is what the Holy Spirit does. The Spirit transforms fear-filled people into courageous people. And I've seen that transformation happen in my own life. I've watched God transform my fear into strength and my experiences into wisdom. I have watched places like Hamlin United Methodist Church immediately stepping up and become the kind of spiritual home and community that I needed during difficult seasons. I have watched people like John and Jean LaFleur step into my son's Ethan's life and become the grandparents he needed that none of us expected. I have watched my cousin E.B. Marie step up and become another source of protection, love, and stability for my sons as well. That is what the Spirit looks like through people. Sometimes Pentecost does not look like fire falling from heaven. Sometimes it looks like people showing up in your world when your world is falling apart. Sometimes it looks like a church becoming family. Sometimes it looks like people loving your child like their own grandchild. Sometimes it looks like community carrying you when you are too exhausted to carry yourself. Pentecost is not about excitement or emotion. It is about empowerment. It is about ordinary people finding the courage to speak truth, to keep going, and to live boldly, even after difficult seasons. And I think a lot of us know what it feels like to be tired right now. Tired from life, tired from fear, tired from carrying things silently. But Pentecost reminds us that God still meets weary people. The same God that fills upper rooms, winds, and fire is still breathing life into exhausted people now. The same Spirit that gives disciples courage is still strengthening people today. And that gives me hope. Because when there are moments where I honestly did not know how I was going to keep moving forward, but God did not leave me there. Carol Dooley stepped up emotionally and spiritually during seasons where I deeply needed support and encouragement. John and Jean LaFleur once again unintentionally became Ethan's secondary grandparents with love and the care that they showed our family. Once again, my cousin Eva Marie stepped up and became another guardian and support system for Ethan when life became overwhelming. And in those moments like that, I think about these words from the prophet Isaiah. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grows tired and weary, and even young men and women stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And maybe that's the real miracle of Pentecost. Not just that the fire appeared, not just the crowds gathered, but fearful people found courage again. Broken people found purpose again. And the weary people found strength again. The fire still speaks. And the Spirit still moves, and God is still calling ordinary people, even people who are hurting, uncertain, or afraid, to keep going. So maybe the real question is today is whether or not the Spirit is still moving. Maybe the question is, what are we going to do with the fire? And let all God's children say, amen.